1 Timothy 4, beginning with verse 1. But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, by means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. You know what it means to be seared as with a branding iron? You get a scar. You can't feel that anymore. You become so desensitized to the pain that you don't even feel it anymore. It's as if a scar has developed over that wound. Brethren, have we absorbed so much evil and has it become so commonplace around us in our day and age that we no longer recognize it for what it is? And even in some instances, move in the direction of it. Only you can answer that for yourself. I'm not going to point a finger. I'm asking us to do some really deep soul searching as we're getting closer to the seventh month. Are there improvements that we can be making in our lives? Are we living on the edge when we shouldn't be? And are there steps that we can take to resensitize, if there is such a word, to resensitize us to the dangers that exist out there and to evil? Let's review Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 17 for the remainder of this message in order to get a better sense of what we can do in order to take the battle to the enemy. Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10, and we'll take it little by little. Ephesians 6, verse 10, finally, be strong in Yahweh and in the strength of his might. Brethren, that's the first place that we have to start, recognizing that our strength is in Yahweh and in the strength of his might. And we've become, as I said, in many instances, in many ways, apathetic and indifferent because we get carried away in the day-to-day responsibilities in our lives, and we tend to forget the deep spiritual lessons that are found in the Word. All of us are guilty of that to some degree or another, brethren. I'm convinced. If you go over to Joshua chapter 1, Yahweh has some very strong words for the successor of Moses, for the general, Joshua. Joshua 1, beginning with verse 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. You know, they're going into a land that they don't really know a whole lot about. This can be a fearful thing. It can be a cause for anxiety. We also, brethren, as spiritual wanderers in this land in which we find ourselves, moving towards the kingdom of Yahweh, we're not exactly sure always what we're going to find ahead. But we need to follow the advice that Yahweh gave to Joshua, the son of Nun. Verse 3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. That's twice he tells them. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Now, very obviously, these words and this advice were given in the context of a leader who was bringing Yahweh's people into the land. But is it any less true that it's applicable to us in the sense that we also must be strong and courageous in the midst of the situation in which we find ourselves? Yahweh is an Elohim who admonishes us to be strong. And we cannot be a weak people, brethren, spiritually or otherwise. We live in a world that is very anti-Yahweh. We live in a world that is not friendly at all to people who want to do what is right, particularly in our day and age. We have spiritual enemies all around us, spiritual Canaanites and Jebusites and Hittites and all kinds of strangers among us. Yet, brethren, and if you don't believe that, just walk into a restaurant and try to find something to eat and ask questions. Okay, that'll put you into reality very quickly. But the fact of the matter is that in many aspects of our lives, we are as strangers in this world. And we are viewed upon as being the odd people out. And it can be a very dangerous world for us, brethren. But Yahweh requires us to be strong and to be courageous and to press forward, not worrying about what people are saying about you, not worrying about whether they agree with you, but because you know that what you're doing is right. And notice that this is directly tied into what? Verse 7. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Now let's continue in verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. There it is a third time. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go.